and he never complained once.
Please don't get drunk or get stoned tonight.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself.
Ozzy!
Sharon!
No, here!
Stop shouting at me!
That's the way we are. We're the Osbournes. I love it.
So are you sure that wasn't a Joe Biden clip?
Could be one and the same.
Hey, can I read something here right quick?
Sure.
A Turkish lawmaker. Okay, this is a guy in Turkey, in front of the parliament in Turkey. And he just made the statement, Israel will not be able to escape the wrath of God. And then he fell down, had a heart attack, and collapsed. I don't know if he lived or died. But, you know, you can call it coincidence. I'd hate to be the guy who just got through saying, Israel will not escape the wrath of God. And then next thing you know, you have a heart attack. At the very least, you look like an idiot. So that's all I got.
I wonder what religion he was.
Well, I'm sure he was a Muslim.
Let's see. A DJ at a British soccer game ruined Whamageddon for 7,000 people. If you didn't know, Whamageddon is where you try to go to the entire holiday season without hearing Wham's Last Christmas. We offer our reenactment.
That's another one I didn't get.
let's see. Okay, good news story. 9-year-old, A 9-year-old out of Colorado wanted to do something nice for her shelter pets with no home for the holidays in honor of her dog that had just recently died. So she organized a pet drive. Here is Millie Kukuczek and her mom, Ashley, talking about running this amazing event for animals in the area.
It's been really hard the last year to watch her struggle with that.
She was a border collie mix and her name was Bella. I thought it was sad that pets didn't have owners, especially around the holidays.
We asked her for a Christmas list and what she wanted for Christmas. She went in her art room and came out with a flyer and wanted to do a pet drive donation. Just make sure that every pet feels love, even if they don't have a home on Christmas.
Even though you're little, you can still make a big difference.
Yeah. All right, 37 degrees under sunny skies right now. Humidity 75%, dew point 30. Your news is next. We'll be back.
We're tracking a coastal low that will develop in the Gulf of Mexico and then right up the coast of Florida and the Carolinas. It's going to bring rain into our region, and those showers won't arrive until late Saturday going into Sunday. Otherwise, it's going to be chilly today and tomorrow. High pressures in control will make it into the mid-50s and lower 60s this afternoon with a ton of sunshine. It's going to be cold tonight with temperatures in the mid-20s and lower 30s. A meteorologist, Peter Sherwood in the Weather Center.
Broadcasting from the top of the North Carolina Sand Hills, 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB, Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Aberdeen.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A vote's expected today in the House on formalizing the Biden impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Mike Johnson appears to have the votes he needs to advance the inquiry. He says an uncooperative White House leaves the GOP with no other options.
Following the facts where they lead is hitting a stone wall because the White House is impeding that investigation now. They're not allowing witnesses to come forward and thousands of pages of documents. So we have no choice. To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step.
It's an issue that falls along party lines. No Democrats are expected to vote yes on advancing the inquiry into the president and the numerous questions about his family's business dealings. The Federal Reserve today will announce its latest decision on interest rates. The Fed's expected to leave its key benchmark rate right where it is, Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
I think the Federal Reserve should be feeling increasingly good about where the economy is at the moment. Unemployment recently edged down to 3.7%, and the trends on inflation are positive in the sense of they're coming down from the peak.
The Fed's decision comes as the government reports the rate of inflation ticked up ever so slightly, October to November.
The latest government data shows consumer prices rose 0.1% from October to November, with core prices up slightly more at 0.3%. Prices were down for gasoline, fuel oil, new vehicles, and clothing, along with meat, poultry, fish, and eggs. But were up for utility gas service and electricity, grocery products like cereals, bakery products, fruits, vegetables, and non-alcoholic beverages, along with used cars, housing, medical care, and transportation services.
And that's correspondent Jennifer King. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. The Dow futures are up 36 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 33. The S&P futures 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, standing behind their values and their exceptional service. They are an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and that's why I'm proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal to every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka or call 972-PATRIOT, promo code Friday76. That's a free smartphone with code Friday76. patriotmobile.com/Gorka, 972-PATRIOT.
Bible. New Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has been sworn in by the president in a ceremony where each of his ministers also took the oath of office.
As befits such a state event, there were smiles and much applause at the swearing-in ceremony. But the words spoken signaled troubled times ahead for Polish politics. President Duda said he would not block legislation that served the country's interests. But he added that Poland must remain a sovereign and independent state in Europe. Mr. Tusk thanked the president for his promise to cooperate, but in what could be seen as a veiled criticism of Mr. Duda, who has been accused of violating the Polish constitution, Mr. Tusk said his government would respect the country's laws.
The BBC's Adam Easton in Warsaw. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has met with Vietnam's prime minister and the head of the country's National Assembly, this on the second day of Xi's visit to shore up Beijing's relationship with Hanoi. Town Hall. The Senate today expected to give final approval to the National Defense Authorization Act.
The bill almost got tabled on Tuesday by GOP Senator Josh Hawley, angry that it fails to reauthorize the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act.
It is not right.
Not right, he says. A nation should turn its back on those impacted by the Defense Department's development of nuclear energy.
And tens of thousands of Americans who have relied on this program for 30-plus years for life-saving help and treatment will get nothing.
The Senate is expected to give final passage to the bill today and send it to the House. Bud Agner reporting.
An analysis by news organizations finds it's unclear if enough eligible Atlanta voters signed a petition to force a citywide referendum on a law enforcement training center. The fight over the $90 million center, derided by critics as Cop City, has made national headlines, occasionally turning violent. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If Santa lived down at the South Pole, you know what we'd all be saying.
Merry Christmas, y'all!
From Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB.
From all of us at the Drum and Quill, we raise a glass to you this Christmas. So gather around with friends and family to savor the traditions and let the warmth of the season fill your hearts. Merry Christmas to all from the Drum and Quill.
Want to add a little luxury to your kitchen and feel more like a chef?
Right now, Monogram Appliances has a one for you, one for free rebate offer, where you can receive up to three free eligible Monogram appliances. There are lots of eligible models to choose from, so head on down to your local appliance experts at Keys Appliance Center in downtown Aberdeen. Visit with any Keys sales associate for complete rebate details and a list of eligible models. Keys Appliance Center, located at 104 East Main Street in downtown Aberdeen.
Hey, this is Steve Leader Adams. You know, for many years I've had arthritis in my right shoulder. I was at the point that surgery was the only option. Then I discovered pressure wave therapy, available at Wright Chiropractic in Seven Lakes. Pressure wave therapy is a machine that concentrates pulses of pressure waves into your joint at a rate of 2,000 pulses per minute. The treatment is non-invasive and there is no downtime. Pressure waves help your body restore blood flow to your damaged joints and can even remove bone spurs, and works on almost any joint in the body, including knees, hips, feet, and elbows. I've gone to only being able to raise my arms from 90 degrees to a full 360-degree motion. You can live pain-free, too, without going under a surgeon's knife. Give Dr. Sharon Wright a call at Wright Chiropractic in Seven Lakes. 910-673-2225. That's 910-673-2225.
The days are getting shorter, and there's a chill in the air, which means Christmas is right around the corner. Nothing says Christmas like a fresh-cut North Carolina Fraser fir from White Hill Farms. Located at 5030 South Plank Road in Cameron, White Hill Farms is open 7 days a week. So whether you need that Christmas tree, a wreath, or holiday basket, White Hill Farms has them all. So stop in and see what White Hill Farms has to offer this holiday season. Just off 15501 at the Lee County line.
The holiday season is approaching, and you know what that means. It's time to deck the halls, spread cheer, and of course, prepare for the arrival of guests. Don't wait until the last minute to get your guest room ready. We've got the perfect solution for you at Sweet Dreams Mattresses and More. Need a twin, full, or queen-size bed? No problem. We have an amazing selection to choose from. You'll find the perfect guest bed to fit any space and style in stock. And the best part? You don't have to break the bank. Create a cozy space for your guests. Our prices are simply unbeatable. Twin mattresses at $199, full mattresses at $239, and queen mattresses at $289. We're known for our comfy mattresses, but we've got incredible furniture deals too. Why wait? Beat the holiday rush and rest easy knowing your purchase helps provide a bed for someone through our Dreams for All Foundation. Enjoy our free white glove delivery service with your purchase. Sweet Dreams is your one-stop shop for comfort, style, and quality. Don't miss out. Swing by today and take home the mattress you've been dreaming of. Visit us at Sweet Dreams Mattresses and More today in Southern Pines, or check out our website, Sweet Dreams NC, because everyone deserves to rest easy and enjoy the sweetest dreams. Sweet Dreams Mattresses and More. Better sleep, sweeter dreams.
Visit Comfort Made Blinds now through December 20th for our fall savings event. Get up to $40 off all shutters, $25 off all shades, and take up to 20% off bulk orders. Plus, receive a $100 rebate on select quality Graber shades. For more information and to schedule your free measurement, contact the professionals at Comfort Made Blinds. Get your Graber products and others today by calling 910-692-5500 or visit the showroom at 195 Pinehurst Avenue in Southern Pines.
Happy holidays. This is Dorita Porter of Dorita Porter State Farm on Pinehurst Avenue, serving Moore County's insurance needs for over 21 years. Rhonda, Cassie, and myself wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year filled with love, peace, and prosperity. Like a good neighbor,
we wish you a Merry Christmas.
NCI News, I'm Mike Rayleigh. A former student of UNLV shooter Anthony Polito accused him of making a sexual comment against her while at ECU in 2016. Kristen Marshburn was a student at ECU School of Business, and Polito was one of her professors when the incident happened in class. She tells WECT there were no exams, quizzes, or homework in his class.
I'm doubting my own brain right now because this cannot be real. It was the professor who wanted us to review hotels and look up restaurants and his itinerary for his next vacation.
UN climate negotiators agreed to a first-of-its-kind plan for the world to transition away from planet-warming fossil fuels at the COP28 climate summit in Dubai. German climate envoy Jennifer Morgan.
We hear them Minister Baerbock, our German foreign minister, made very clear, and we will stand with them and work with them. Their very existence is at stake.
An estimated 3+ million North Carolinians Carolinians will be on the move this holiday season. Tiffany Wright of AAA Carolinas tells NCN News.
When you look at air travel, it's amazing how each holiday we've talked about this, and it seems like every single time since, I guess, the last year and a half, you know, we've talked about how the number keeps increasing. And I would say the airports are going to be the busiest that we've ever seen through the Christmas and New Year's travel period.
The Arizona Supreme Court is weighing in whether to allow abortions up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. Dr. Jill Gibson, Chief Medical Officer for Planned Parenthood Arizona, says,
in the very unfortunate circumstance that they decide against us, we will be living under a total abortion ban in the state of Arizona.
Attorney General Josh Stein was in Wilmington to discuss social media use for children. The public also weighed in.
This is not a quick fix, but what can we do locally quickly to stop this?
You're listening to NCN News.
A 988 is the number that can make a difference.
It's a number to use when you need help
and don't know where to turn.
Call, text, or chat 988 day or night.
The number where someone will always be there to talk.
The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Learn it, know it, share it.
Because you never know when you or someone you know may need it.
There you go.
988, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Learn it, know it, share it.
For more than 35 years, the North Carolina Rural Center has been working to secure a more vibrant future for our state's rural people and places. The latest research breaks down the major forces driving change, such as restricted access to quality health care and insufficient health insurance coverage. Our rural communities face challenges often, contributing to poor health outcomes. The Rural Center continues to advocate for progress on these and other important rural issues. Learn more at ncruralcenter.org. NC Rural Center, building vibrant rural communities.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Washington may not have secured the money he told lawmakers Ukraine needs to fight the war in Russia.
President Biden called on Congress to approve additional aid for Ukraine and called out Republicans who are resisting.
If you're being celebrated by Russian propagandists, it might be time to rethink what you're doing. Welcome back.
At the White House, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made his case to the American public amid its waning support for more funding.
We are fighting for our country and freedom, and also in Europe. We say for our freedom and yours.
State Representative Terrence Everett, the representative of the Northwest Wake County area, the North Carolina House of Representatives, won't run for re-election. He said on Tuesday the decision creates an open seat in the House 35 district. This week saw the three newest members of the Greenville City Council take their oath to serve. This includes Tanya Foreman, Matthew Scully, and Portia Willis. Also at the meeting, Monica Daniels of District 1, who was the new mayor pro tem.
It's a really great group of people who really care about the city of Greenville, about the people in Greenville. And we really want to do a great job for the people of Greenville.
That's Matthew Scully. Tesla has agreed to a government request to recall all 2 million vehicles that have its autopilot.
This comes after a government investigation found that Tesla's efforts to keep drivers engaged were inadequate. The updates will assure that autopilot is only used on limited access roadways and disengage if the driver is not paying attention. Several fatalities have been linked to the misuse of autopilot.
Mike Rayley, NCN News.
High pressure in control again today will promote additional sunshine. We're heading into the mid-50s and the lower 60s for this afternoon. It is going to be a pleasant one as we are going to see sunshine persist into tomorrow with a weak front moving through today. It's just going to reinforce those chilly temperatures as well. Tonight, we're down into the mid-20s and lower 30s with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the Weather Center.
Right now, here in the San Hills area, I had some crackers in my mouth. It snuck up on me. Right now, here in the San Hills area, we have clear skies, sunny, 39 degrees, humidity 73%, dew point 31, winds calm, and pressure's at 3060. It is 8:14, let's take a look at your Sand Hills news for this Wednesday hump day. A Candor man's life tragically ended Tuesday night after he was killed in a head-on collision in Carthage. The two-vehicle crash happened on U.S. Highway 15501 at the bridge where Bass Carthage Road crosses over. According to officials, a Lexus sedan traveling south crossed the center line and collided with a flatbed tow truck. The collision left both vehicles heavily damaged and debris filled scattered over the length of a football field. The driver of the Lexus was declared dead at the scene. Meanwhile, First Bank in downtown Southern Pines on Broad Street and East New York Avenue was robbed at 1 p.m. Tuesday. An arrest was made shortly after the robbery, according to the Southern Pines Police Deputy Chief Charles Campbell. William Johnson, 60, was arrested on charges of common law robbery, possession of stolen goods or property, possession of marijuana paraphernalia, and a simple possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance. He was jailed under a $1 million secured bond. The Moore County Detention Center lists his address as homeless in Southern Pines. That's your WEEB local news this morning from the Sand Hill Sentinel. And, of course, you can go online to sandhillsentinel.com for more information. It is 8:16. Sports is next right here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM. WEEB.
NCN Sports. Good morning. I'm Tony Brixby. Kyle Filipowski had 28 points, 12 rebounds, and a career-best 8 assists, helping number 21 Duke beat Hofstra 89-68. The 7-foot preseason Associated Press All-American made 4 three-pointers, blocked 3 shots to lead the Blue Devils. Coach John Shire on where the Blue Devils are right now.
I think this season, this group has gone through enough in the last year to understand the highs and lows that can come with the season. I think currently we're in a good spot. We're far from arriving.
DJ Horn scored 22 points, making 6 three-pointers. DJ Burns Jr. and Dennis Parker Jr. each added double-doubles. North Carolina State beating University of Tennessee Martin 81-67 in the first ever meeting between those two teams. Coach Kevin Keats after the game.
Good game for us, and I'll tell you why. These are always the most nerve-wracking games that you play. You're in finals and our guys are, being pulled 20 different ways. And, obviously, for me, it's important that our guys finish up strong academically.
Sebastian Aho had 2 goals and an assist to lead the Carolina Hurricanes to a 4-1 win over the Ottawa Senators, snapping that 4-game losing streak for the Canes. But they did get some bad news. Right winger Andrei Svechnikov will be out for a while, according to Coach Rod Brindamore, following an MRI.
Yeah, he's going to be out probably for at least a while. No, nothing immediate, that's for sure.
NBA last night, Boston over Cleveland 121-113. Dallas beat the Lakers 127-125. Denver Nuggets with a 114-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Phoenix Suns turning back the Golden State Warriors 119-116. You're listening to NCN Sports.
Open enrollment for health insurance is here, but don't worry. North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance has you covered for all your health insurance needs, including Medicare. And with offices in every county, a trusted, experienced agent is just around the corner, ready to help find a plan that's right for you. Visit ncfbins.com or stop by your local office today. North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance. Helping you is what we do best.
In North Carolina, the countdown to college is on. Is it exciting? Yes. Is it scary? Maybe a little. Is it worth it? Absolutely. CFNC.org is here to help students, parents, and education professionals plan, apply, and pay for college. Sign up to stay ahead of important information about free college applications, financial aid through the Better FAFSA, and all the big deadlines. Let us help you jumpstart your future at CFNC.org.
Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert done for the season, suffering a fracture on his right index finger on Sunday night against the Denver Broncos. The quarterback had surgery on his throwing finger, and the team will start to back up Easton Stick until further notice.
I've watched Justin, obviously, Phillip, and that's the standard. It's really high. Quarterback play here has been really good, and so just trying to do my best. And like I said, we got a great locker room, great group of guys, so excited to go play for them.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Notre Dame going from one ex-ACC standout quarterback to another after Duke's Riley Leonard committed to the Fighting Irish. Leonard announced his transfer destination on social media. He's expected to take over from this year's starter, Sam Hartman, who spent his first five seasons with Wake Forest before joining the Fighting Irish this year. Tony Rixby, NCN Sports.
We're proud to be working with our local businesses for the greatest comeback of all time.
Come together.
With Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM. WEEB.
Hi, I'm Kara.
And I'm Max.
We here at Thornsberry's Body Shop want to wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
And don't forget, when you stop believing in Santa,
you get underwear.
My name is Tony Keith of Keith Hardware in Carthage, North Carolina. I'm the third generation of a family-owned business. We've been in business for 83 years. We sell live bait, crickets, minnows, and worms, fishing tackle, nuts and bolts and screws by the piece. You can still come in and get nails weighed out by the pound or ones or twos, however you'd like.
The guys, they know what they're doing. You don't have to ask for service. You tell them what you need. If they ain't got it, usually they can conjure it up.
Keith Hardware has been a tradition in this town for as long as I've been in business, 42 years, and they run a good business and they're good people.
I came in with two pieces of plumbing. I handed it to this guy, and he took off the back and picked it up and brought it back. Their knowledge is invaluable to me.
With the Keith Hardware for 28 years. I rent the building from them next door, and Tony and Ginger are doing an excellent job. I'm proud of them.
Come visit Keith Hardware today at 207 Monroe Street in Carthage.
We're just an old-fashioned hardware store.
Got an aspiring action sports star in your family? Look no further than N2 Flow Skateboards and Arcade. N2 Flow Skate Shop features all the top brands, from boards and hardware to shoes, hoodies, and other accessories. N2 Flow has it all. They even offer lessons. N2 Flow Skateboards and Arcade features an assortment of toys, too, from collectible Funko Pops to tech decks. Get the gifts they want and shop local at N2 Flow Skateboards and Arcade, located on Bennett Street in Southern Pines, or find them on the web at N2FlowSkateboards.com.
Garage door broken? If it is, your home is not as safe as it could be. Call Superior Overhead Doors today. Whether you need repairs or full replacement, you can count on us. With over 20 years of experience, no job is too big. Active duty military receive $20 off repairs and $50 off installation. So call Superior Overhead Doors today at 910-992-6227 or visit us online at SuperiorOverheadDoorsLLC.com for a free estimate.
Is your home needing some attention? Let Eagle Home Renovations make your home look like a castle again. They do all types of carpentry work and repairs, interior and exterior painting for both new construction and existing homes, tile work, bathroom remodeling, sheetrock, siding, chimney repairs, and gutters and gutter guards. They are fully bonded and insured and give free estimates on all of your home projects. Their prices are very reasonable and their work is high quality. So call Eagle Home Renovations and speak to Tony or Giuliano at 910-986-3691.
The holiday season is approaching, and you know what that means. It's time to deck the halls, spread cheer, and of course, prepare for the arrival of guests. Don't wait until the last minute to get your guest room ready. We've got the perfect solution for you at Sweet Dreams Mattresses and More. Need a twin, full, or queen-size bed? No problem. We have an amazing selection to choose from. You'll find the perfect guest bed to fit any space and style in stock. And the best part? You don't have to break the bank. Create a cozy space for your guests. Our prices are simply unbeatable. Twin mattresses at $199, full mattresses at $239, and queen mattresses at $289. We're known for our comfy mattresses, but we've got incredible furniture deals too. Why wait? Beat the holiday rush and rest easy knowing your purchase helps provide a bed for someone through our Dreams for All Foundation. Enjoy our free white glove delivery service with your purchase. Sweet Dreams is your one-stop shop for comfort, style, and quality. Don't miss out. Swing by today and take home the mattress you've been dreaming of. Visit us at Sweet Dreams Mattresses and More today in Southern Pines, or check out our website, Sweet Dreams NC, because everyone deserves to rest easy and enjoy the sweetest dreams. Sweet Dreams Mattresses and More. Better sleep, sweeter dreams.
Happy holidays from JB Short Carpet One.
Hi, I'm Tim Short. The magic of the Christmas season causes us to reflect on those who have enriched our lives and contributed to our success over the past year. As we pause during this holiday season to thank God for His most precious gift to mankind, we at J.B. Short Carpet One also want to thank our friends and customers for your continued support and to wish you all the most joyful and blessed Christmas ever. And if you haven't visited our store lately, we invite you to come see us during the holiday season. While you're here, you'll find the area's best selection of carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, and more, as well as a full-service Benjamin Moore paint store, all serviced by a friendly, specially trained staff of flooring and paint specialists. So Merry Christmas from all of us at J.B. Short Carpet One, Highway 1 North between Southern Pines and Vass, or on the web at shortcarpetone.com.
It's no surprise, Pinehurst Toyota has done it again, a third award. And this one is the Golden Carfax top-rated dealer, based on Toyota and Hyundai ability to consistently provide the best pre-owned vehicles and service. Pinehurst Toyota also has the Pilot Best of the Pines Service Department and the Sand Hills Magazine Best Dealership in Moore County. The Pinehurst Toyota Advantage Plan is our goal to make you 100% satisfied with your visit to Pinehurst Toyota. The first 2 years or 25,000 miles are covered by the Toyota Care Program, and you get 5 years of roadside assistance regardless of miles. That's why with a major service at Pinehurst Toyota, you will receive a complimentary loaner for all qualified warranty repairs. Call Pinehurst Toyota at 910-692-2424. That's 910-692-2424.
Joe and I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Hi, this is Catherine Phelps, owner of Appliances and More, where creating relationships is our business. We have extended our holiday discounts on all home appliances through the end of December. We also have a low price guarantee and price match policy. We will not be undersold. Please shop your local veteran-owned Appliances and More featuring Care Aloha in the Town and Country Shopping Center, Aberdeen.
Visit Comfort Made Blinds now through December 20th for our fall savings event. Get up to $40 off all shutters, $25 off all shades, and take up to 20% off bulk orders. Plus, receive a $100 rebate on select quality Graber shades. For more information and to schedule your free measurement, contact the professionals at Comfort Made Blinds. Get your Graber products and others today by calling 910-692-5500 or visit the showroom at 195 Pinehurst Avenue.
Tax season is right around the corner, and at Liberty Tax in Sanford, we're ready to make your tax filing experience stress-free this year. Our team of experienced professionals is dedicated to maximizing your refund while minimizing your stress. We offer personalized attention and expert advice to ensure you get every deduction you deserve. With multiple locations and convenient hours, filing your taxes this year has never been easier. Contact Liberty Tax at 919-777-0580 or online at libertytax.com.
Spread the holiday cheer today. Tell a total stranger
Merry Christmas.
A reminder from Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB.
The Zumwalt Zone is brought to you by GRS Management. A beautiful brand new rental townhome can be your next home for only $2,100 a month. Ducks Landing on Saunders Boulevard in Aberdeen feature 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, spacious 2-car garage with panoramic golf course views and is just a short hop to Fort Bragg. Call GRS Management at 910-944-7453. Now, here's John Zumwalt.
Hello, I'm John Zumwalt, and you're in the Zumwalt Zone. All of you know the thing about the frog and the boiling water, right? If you put a frog in a pot of boiling water, it'll hop out. But if you put a frog in a pot of regular water and bring it slowly to a boil, the frog will stay there. I don't know if that's true or not. That's way too gruesome of an experiment for me. I do know it's a perfect illustration of what's happening to our beloved United States of America. Imagine, if you're old enough, imagine 20 years ago. What if you'd turned on the news 20 years ago and saw filthy, dirty people living by the hundreds on sidewalks in major cities, doing drugs, pooping on sidewalks, and being subsidized by the city? Imagine 20 years ago if you'd seen a video of tens of thousands of people from other nations walking across our borders and being let free. but being taken care of by tax money. What about a president who doesn't allow us to drill for oil but begs Arab nations to produce more for us? And who would ever have thought ever that it was okay for me and you to pay off someone else's student loans, loans they signed for? And whoever thought one day that we would hesitate for a moment to support Israel? We're getting immune to this foolishness because we were exposed to it slowly, like the frog in the pot. It's way, way past time for us to wake up. That water's boiling all around us. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. From the Zoom Warm Zone.
We're tracking a coastal low that will develop in the Gulf of Mexico and then right up the coast of Florida and the Carolinas. It's going to bring rain into our region, and those showers won't arrive until late Saturday going into Sunday. Otherwise, it's going to be chilly today and tomorrow. High pressures in control will make it into the mid-50s and lower 60s this afternoon with a ton of sunshine. It's going to be cold tonight with temperatures in the mid-20s and lower 30s. A meteorologist, Peter Sherwood, in the Weather Center.
And now, the Sandhills number one morning show. Mornings with the leader man. Here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. And heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
It all comes down to this.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas?
It's Christmas.
Santa's making a list and checking it twice.
Give toys to everyone,
whether they're naughty or nice.
Christmas!
He sees you when you're sleeping.
And he knows when you're awake.
Watching to see if I'm naughty, are you?
Have you been naughty or nice this year?
In my personal opinion, very nice.
I've been naughty.
It's showtime!
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. Welcome back to the most listened to program in all of the Sand Hills. It's time once again for Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams, along with John Zumwalt. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve. Morning, everybody.
Don't forget, of course, we're being heard and seen around the world on our live audio stream. That's available to you from our website at talk973.com or talk1041.com or weeb990.com. Upper right-hand corner of any page has an icon that says on the air, listen live. Click that once you're listening that quick. Plus, you can also get us on iTunes. All the streaming services out there pretty much have us. Just type in WEEB into the search. Weather for us today here in the Sand Hills area, well, it's going to be a little touchy warmer than yesterday. Partly cloudy today with a high of 58. Tonight clear and 30. Tomorrow sunny and 51. And Friday sunny and 57. Right now around the Sand Hills, winds are calm. Pressure is 30-60. Dew point 31. Humidity 73%. We have sunshine and 39 degrees currently here at Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB.
Mary, all of them for Christmas. Okay, it is 8:35, 35 past the hour, John.
All right, well, I walked in here this morning, Steve, and I had no intention of talking about what I'm about to talk about. I want to save some time for the announcement that I'd like to make. But first, I've got to speak about this. And if I seem a bit disjointed, please forgive me, because this is pretty much impromptu. The pilot has an opinion piece today that's called Clerk May Be Out of Order. Now, some of you are going to wake up and you're going to read your newspapers, and if you do and you know nothing about this, you'll probably be very much upset with the clerk of court, Todd Maness, but you'll be wrong. Let me say first that I've known Judge Beth Tanner. Well, I've known her since she started running for office. We supported her. I know her husband. I think she's a good person. I've got nothing bad to say about her from a personal point of view. But I think she's wrong about this, dead wrong. I think this has come about because she is a rookie judge. I think she's inexperienced. I think she's naive. I think she has not learned good interpersonal skills, how to work in an office, how to talk to people. And I think she has way overplayed her power. And if any of you judges out there, or rather any of you attorneys out there, are thinking about running for a judgeship, maybe that'd be a good one to run against next time she runs is Judge Beth Tanner, because she has certainly proven with what she's done that she's got no place on the bench, at least not right now. Maybe after she gets some experience and can come back and she can do what's more acceptable in these types of things. The pilot, and the pathetic pilot, always gets things wrong. Even if they don't get things wrong, they don't present both sides. They said, let me quote this, they said the paperwork Tanner, Judge Tanner, filed last week with her order is stunning. It speaks of a clerk's office beset by staffing problems and multiple administrative errors and power plays. Tanner notes missing files and orders not being carried out. Well, I want to say this. I'm not sure that the word sabotage would be exactly the correct word to use, but I think it might be appropriate. When Todd Maness came into office, there were a lot of things that were missing. A lot of folks had resigned before he ever had a chance to get there. And there's plenty of anecdotal evidence that cites that the former clerk of court encouraged people to go somewhere else and take other jobs. And so, yes, he was very short-staffed. I think he did the job of a Spartan in getting the place running, in getting people to come work for him. He's worked around the clock. He's got great people who are working there. But still, things are going to go wrong. I don't care what office you might be in. You don't air your laundry, your dirty laundry, in public. Every single person who works anywhere knows this. Now, Judge Tanner has issued some orders. I think they're ridiculous orders. I don't think they'll stand up. But then again, I'm not an attorney. I can't wait for this to come to court. It'll be her court, and we'll have to see what goes on after, above her court. But I think she's in for a huge awakening. The pilot said that, quoted Todd Maness as saying, the reason I'm so forthcoming is because I haven't done anything wrong. And then the pilot added, except Maness wasn't forthcoming, offering nothing but a statement full of platitudes. He said, my staff and I work hard daily to fulfill our obligations to the citizens of this county. I'm confident these charges will be dismissed. Okay, pilot, we didn't need your little disparaging remarks there, saying that he offered nothing but a statement full of platitudes. When are you going to start reporting what happened and quit throwing in things? Now, here's something that makes this whole thing even worse. The pilot has several quotes from Jim Webb. Jim Webb, you might recall, he's the judge who was just forced to retire because he's so old. Even though he's younger than I am. He was forced to retire because of his age. He got a hold of the pilot, which I'm not sure that you even should do something like this. He's a sitting attorney, and he calls the pilot and gives them some quotes about a case that's pending. Is that okay? Are you allowed to do that? Maybe you are. I don't know. Maybe it's okay. But you know what, Judge Webb? I spent a lot of time on this air talking about you, how you had cowed down to a convicted child rapist, and how you'd been overturned in your ruling on that. I won't go into it because I don't have time. But I hope folks will look it up or even call me and ask me about it, what he did. It was awful. We're talking about a child rapist. And, again, he was overturned. We're talking about a judge who forced people to take the COVID vaccination, even though they didn't want it. He said, you either take it or you're going to have to pay the money for your probation. If you don't take the thing, I'm going to force you to pay the what you're supposed to do when you're on probation is pay, I think it's $40 a month. Judge Webb said, take the jab and I won't make you pay it. Well, what are you doing, Judge? Practicing medicine? And he had a bar complaint, or rather a judicial complaint filed against him for that. Judge Webb used to use the jury pool as a way to meet women to go on dates. Deny that, Judge. Sue me for that. I hope you do, because we've got so much evidence towards so many people who will testify. As a matter of fact, you have told me the same thing. You have laughed and talked about how you had a bailiff get her number or her number. You're the judge. They come in. They're on the jury. Shame on you. Anything you say, as far as I'm concerned, should be taken with a grain of salt. And then finally, the pilot ended this by saying that maybe they'd have been better with Chris Morgan, 23 years of experience. Pilot let it go. Chris Morgan, nothing bad to say about Chris Morgan. He lost that election. Let it go. Your bias is greatly showing here. When you have a brand new judge who is so immature and so naive that she believes that anything she says, any words out of her mouth, anytime she says someone should come see her and they don't immediately show up, and she wants to file charges against them of some sort or have a hearing, whatever the correct terminology is. Judge Beth Tanner, shame on you. Shame on you, and time will tell. I am convinced that Todd Maness will become come out fine with this, but he still had to have his name dragged through the mud by you and by the pathetic pilot. I guess the last thing I want to say about this is that anyone who is close to the courthouse and knows all the, knows the people that work there and knows some of the things that go on, knows this, that there are problems in the courthouse. There are problems in every single part of the courthouse. There are attorneys who come in late. There are judges who come in late. There are all kinds of things that happen. And it's always going to be that way. But when you get some brand new judge who comes in and all of a sudden is going to straighten everything out by putting it in the paper and by charging people, it's a shame. It's a crying shame. Todd Maness is one of the finest men that I believe I've ever known. One of the most honest, one of the guys who tries to do what's right. And here he is once again fighting the pilot, the pathetic pilot, and fighting some rookie judge who this never should have happened. The pilot, again, their bigotry showing, has him listed as a low-ranking member of the sheriff's office. Well, Todd was a sergeant in the sheriff's office, and he had a great deal of responsibilities, much more than a normal sergeant would have. He was constantly with the command staff. He was meeting with the public. He had so many things going on, so many people that trusted Todd and relied on him to do things. The people of Moore County elected Todd Maness to be the clerk of courts. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not, Judge Tanner, whether you like it or not, Judge Webb, former Judge Webb, who's home because anyway, whether you like it or not, Todd Maness was elected. And when the people of Moore County elect someone, we don't expect some rookie judge to come in and try and remove him with the power-hungry play that she's made. Judge Tanner, we backed you. We were with you 100%. As far as I'm concerned, I'll do everything in my power to get you out of office legally during the next election. I don't think you should ever. I hope that folks will run against you. There's plenty of reasons for them to, for us to try to get a judge in there who's got some experience and who does not have such a huge ego as to pull a stunt like this. So I'm going to leave it at this. No matter what the pathetic pilot says, no matter what kind of things you read on Facebook, the clerk of court will be 100% completely exonerated of these foolishness being lodged against him by Judge Tanner. Judge Tanner, if you had any kind of anything in you, it's my belief that you should just immediately drop all this. And if you want to settle these things, don't do it in court. Go talk to him. You know, you're in a very unique position. If this would have happened anywhere else, you merely could have gone and spoken to him and said, look, we've got some problems. Let's figure out how we can straighten them out. But no, your ego wouldn't allow that. You had to order him immediately to come see you so that you could sit in your bench and speak down to him. This kind of crap can't go on in our courts. All right, enough of that. I want to tell you about the announcement that I want to make. We have, about 6 years ago or so, Steve Leader Adams asked me if I would be interested at all in being on the radio. And I told him that I would. I thought about it, and he said, well, what would you like to do? And I said, how about a minute and a half every day? And he said, okay, I'll run it 5-6 times a day, whatever it is, and we'll call it the Zoom Walt Zone. So we did that. And in that 6 years, I have so enjoyed working with Steve. I've said this several times, but he never once, not once, has Steve ever tried to influence what I said. He's never tried to change my mind. We've done some very controversial things on here. Steve has never said, hey, you probably ought to back off on that. He's always, even though he can't play the right Zoom Walt Zone, he played the wrong one again just now. It's been great working with him, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I have a debt of gratitude, and I will always think of about what he's done. And I've learned a lot from him. I know that I have not got a voice for radio. I don't have the right inflections and things that you expect to hear from someone on the radio. I'm so appreciative of the people who've listened to me. I'm appreciative of the folks, the kind things you say. I often get texts telling me that I should probably think about a rotten in hell or something like that. But I'm very appreciative of the folks that have been with us. Maureen and I, this Monday, very early in the morning, will be getting in my vehicle. We've already got our stuff in with the moving services. We'll be getting in my vehicle, and we'll be driving to Texas. We bought a house there a couple of months ago, and we'll be moving to Texas semi-permanently. I have a daughter there who I love dearly, and at my age, I don't have a lot of time left, so I'd like to spend some time with her. I've got a brother there who owns a little small ranch, and my sister is there as well, and we're very, 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 very close family. If you know me, or heard me talk about it, you know that I lost my wife in Moore County, and I lost my son in Moore County. Two tragic events I never thought I would ever be able to speak about, ever, without having the wind sucked out of my chest and tears running down my face. I can do that now, but it's time for me to move on. Steve is going to allow me to do the Zoom Walt Zone remotely. I'll still be doing those 90 seconds a day for however many times a day he runs them. I'm talking to a radio station in Texas about getting on there as well and doing the same thing. But not many people are as blessed as Maureen and I are that we can take this chance and this opportunity, I should say, and tell the people of Moore County how very much we love them, how much we've appreciated the friendships that we've made. We've been here for way over 20 years. And we've met a lot of people in politics. We've made a lot of enemies. Well, I should say I have made a lot of enemies. The district attorney and I will never, ever even come close to seeing eye to eye. And I want to say again that June McCoy, guy who never had a trial, I don't know, probably been 15, 20 years now. I don't even know where he is. I've lost, he's been so well hidden, I don't know. Mike Hardin will be reelected as district attorney here. There's nothing we can do about that. I can do about it. If I could, I'd stop it. But he'll be reelected. He's earned your, a lot of you like him. I think a lot of you have been fooled, but that has nothing to do with that. Just one example of the enemies that I've made here. I love our law enforcement, all of them. Our hospital system here is amazing. I've spent quite a bit of time in it in the last few months, and I just couldn't tell you how much I love the doctors and the nurses. And Moore County is a great place. I've made some great friends, and I'm not even going to make an attempt to name them because there's so many. I've been blessed with so many really dear friends, friends we've loved being with, going out with, hanging out with, talking to. I've got a wonderful church here that I love, a pastor that I love, the congregation, great, great people. And so it's not an easy thing to do to pick up after all this time and say goodbye and just leave. And so I'm very, very, very blessed that I get this microphone to be able to speak up and speak out and say how much that we've appreciated knowing everyone and how much we love this community. I guess, Steve, that's just about it. I wish that we had time to go eat with everyone and have lunch with everyone and have dinner with everyone, but time just won't allow it. We're so busy. When you're an old man and you're packing, I don't mean packing as in carrying a gun, although that's, we won't talk about that. I mean packing boxes and crating things up and walking out to, we've got a pod, I don't know if you've ever used those or not, that we're putting our things in. And whenever you move, you'll find out it's not the couch, it's not the chairs, it's when you open that drawer in the kitchen. And you think, well, we're almost through, and 3 days later, you're still taking things out of that drawer in the kitchen. I want you to know that we're going to keep the house here. We're going to use it for two things. One, it's a rental property, and also so we'll have a place to stay when we come back. We will be coming back frequently, and I do plan to keep up with politics in Moore County, even though I don't live here. I can keep up with them the same way I keep up with them now, by text, telephone. And if I had my way, none of you would ever read the pathetic pilot again. You'd cancel your subscriptions. I wasn't going to say anything about them, but that one-sided news coverage they had and that one-sided commentary they had today about what's going on in the courthouse was just absolutely terrible. So you're going to have some great people running for office this time. You've got one of the best group of county commissioners that you could possibly have. Now you've got Tom Adams running, a great guy. I hope you'll vote for him. And we'll still be making recommendations, and I hope that all of you will stay in touch. There's no reason not to. In fact, with email and telephones and texting, no reason we couldn't stay in touch. But we all know that when you say goodbye to a group of people that you've known for a long time, we all know that after a while you lose touch with them. You don't talk to them anymore. It's just the way life is. And it's a very, very, very sad, sad thing that we do. Leaving here, Maureen has made some wonderful friends. The Republican Women's Club, and she was the president of the Bar Association here for a couple of times, and she's a remarkable lady. If you were listening the day that I proposed to her on the radio live, I took quite a chance doing that, but just another wonderful event that I got to do on the radio, another thing I was blessed with. And fortunately for me, she said yes. So I don't really know what else to say except to tell every one of you. And, you know, these things can be so trite if you're not careful. If you don't do it right, you sound so terrible. You sound like you're just saying cliches over and over and over again, like we love you and we. But you're never going to find two people, not ever, that are more appreciative and actually do love a community and are very, very torn in leaving than Maureen and I are. It's a tough time for us. I think we're doing what's right. If you get to be my age and you've got a daughter, you want to spend time with her. I don't know how I could not spend my last years down there close to her. And, of course, Maureen will be flying back and forth, as will I. All right, well, I've kind of drugged this out long enough. I just want to say once again, thank you for all you've done for all of us. Thank you for being such good people. We have our differences, but Moore County is a conservative county. And thank the good Lord, it's a Christian county, too. And in spite of all the naysayers and the leftists that live here and try to make it sound like we were a bunch of Nazis, we stand with Israel. We stand with what's right. We stand with the Constitution. We want the best people to be elected. And I want to tell you the last words out of my mouth to be God bless. May God bless and take care of and protect the people of Moore County.
Well, obviously, we're going to miss you. It's hate to see you go, but, you know, who can't understand a father wanting to be with his daughter?
Yep. Well, Steve, you know, we have had some pretty good times in this radio. We've had some times where we've really stirred up some trouble.
Yeah.
And some of the things that you've uncovered and some of the things I've uncovered and... But for the most part, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm going to miss being on here with you. So, how much time we have?
Minute.
Well, I'm just about out of words. So you're the professional.
So what are you going to do while you're down there?
I'm going
to. You're not the type to just lay around the house.
No, I'm not. I plan to do kind of what we're doing here. Want to get involved with the community, do what we can do, and sit back and be a follower. Our community down there is more and more and more becoming conservative, as it used to be pretty liberal, but they're becoming more and more conservative. Very southern part of Texas, Kingsville. If you ever go through there, give me a call.
All right. Well, John, on behalf of the station, we can't thank you enough for all you've contributed. And the listener response has been fabulous. And
well, Steve, thank you. Thank you for that. I want to mention, too, that Maureen is licensed by the bar in Texas now. She can practice law in Texas, and she's had several job offers. We're not sure which one she's going to take, if any. But we'll stay busy.
All right. Well, good luck to you. We look forward to seeing you some in the future. And Godspeed. All right. So it goes for this Wednesday. Have yourself a great, safe day. We'll see you back bright and early tomorrow, 7 to 9, for another edition of The Leader Man for our Thumping Thursday. Until then, support the local businesses you hear on WEEB because they're the core of our economic life here. We need to keep them supported so that they can help spin off some more jobs for all of us. It's just good to do it that way. And I guess that's about it. Well, we're going to miss John together, but like I said, the ZZ Zone will continue. All right, that's it for me, the leader man, Nick and Colt the dog. We'll see you this afternoon at the dog park.